Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 383 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about her recent trip to New Hampshire. We're going to talk about the latest sports developments for our teens, and we're going to talk about my preoccupation with little tiny leaves. We would love for you to join us on Patreon. If you haven't done that yet, it's at patreon.com/bigboo. Our most recent episode is our book club episode about the book Unreasonable Hospitality by Will Goddard. We both adored it. We also have episodes this month with Texas A&M baseball player Hayden Schott, along with the brilliant and comforting Emily P. Freeman. We also would love for you to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Alrighty, everybody, here we go with episode 383. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And you have been to New Hampshire?
I have been to New Hampshire, but I'm going to tell you what I have most recently been to is the land of hope.
Tell me more.
I took a journey last night as I watched Aggie basketball.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Listen, we were playing University of Houston. They're a number one seed. They're a great team. I'm happy for them, but man, that game, we were down by 10 points with like a minute left, and I was like, well, it is what it is. And then we came back, and Anderson Garcia hit an incredible three-point shot with 1 second left to tie that game up and send it to overtime. And I was like, this is what hope feels like, America.
Right.
My adrenaline went to stun. I yelled so loud that both the dogs jumped off the couch. Like I blacked out for a minute. I could have run a lap around the block. Yeah. I can't even tell you. It was surging. My phone started blowing up with my different people that your sister texted me. I mean, like I had different people messaging me, texting me. I was like, I know, I can't even believe it. It's unbelievable. And then we lost the game. And let me tell you, my kingdom for a free throw shot.
I'm so sorry. Listen, I did not watch last night because I'll get into the why later.
Okay.
But I saw the score and on the, ESPN ticker or whatever. And I was like, oh, that was a good one.
It was a good one. It was a barn burner. And listen, I'm so proud of this team because they didn't quit. They kept fighting. They came back. We tied it up. It was amazing. I've loved this team. I love Coach Buzz. I love everything he stands for. And so all of that is great. But man, it would have been great. I was already looking at how am I going to get to Dallas for the Sweet 16 on Friday,
Yes. As you should have. Listen, after y'all's first round game, and it did not go well for the Bulldogs against Michigan State. But after y'all's first round game, I was ready to follow Wade Taylor wherever he wanted to lead me.
That's right.
I was ready to go whatever direction you want to point, Wade, I'm in. Like, I so loved watching just the heart and the fire in that game. It was fantastic. So you're right. I mean, y'all went farther. I mean, you didn't even think 2 weeks ago you were going to the tournament. So,
it is what it is, but it was an exciting game. It was, man, I would love to see one of these go our way one of these days. But, this is our story. This is our song.
I know. Well, you did get the baseball victory. You got the series against my Bulldogs.
We did.
This past weekend. Yeah. Which, there's something about the highs and lows of being a Mississippi State sports fan that would be poetic if it weren't so hard. You know, like if it weren't just so painful. Because 2 weeks ago, you know, we're beating Tennessee in the is that just a week ago? My word, well, a little over a week ago. We're beating Tennessee. We're fighting Auburn to the finish.
Yeah.
You know, we take the series against LSU, and then, you know, we lose to Michigan State. We lose the baseball series to y'all. What is life? What does it all mean?
So. It's a tough, but listen, y'all played us tough. Those were close games. I will say that on Sunday, it was a Saturday game.
Yeah.
The final game of the series, I'm telling you that Lampkin, our pitcher, like, he was in the zone. I mean, he was dealing. I mean, I think 12 strikeouts or something like that.
We could not hit the ball.
Mm-hmm. No. And that's what happens. I mean, that's why baseball, that's why I say it's like being squeezed to death by a python. It's a slow, painful, because when your bats are hot, listen, you're unstoppable. But I mean, how many baseball games have you watched where I'm like, I wish we could save some of these runs we're scoring for our next game? I know.
Like, and I think, honestly, I considered this past weekend, basketball can be stressful to watch, but it's fast.
Yeah.
Baseball is so hard to watch. Mm-hmm. Much more so on television than in person. In person, it's not as painful for me, but to watch a baseball game on television, it's the most nerve-wracking thing.
Yeah,
because you can be up 4-0, and you just need one part of an inning to go south.
Yeah,
you know, like you can never ever get your hopes up in a baseball game.
No,
it's just clenched fists to the very end, and. Anyway, but I am going to get to see State play tomorrow night. They're going to be at Samford, which is great. I'm excited.
Fun. Mm-hmm. Okay, that'll be fun. I know I am not going to get to go. I think until Parents Weekend is we're playing Vanderbilt. So I'm not going to get to go back until then. But I can't wait. Listen, the rankings came out. We're back up to number 4, and so baseball continues to be. I know. Listen, it's a lofty place. But the SEC is just stacked with talent. I mean you think really, those series every single weekend are just a dogfight. So
we've got to go to Florida this weekend. So that'll be fun.
That's going to be tough. Yeah. At Florida, let me tell you, ask me how I know.
Because I know.
Mm-hmm. It's a tough one. It's a tough one. Last week, Perry and I were in New Hampshire, and the one thing that we both knew we were going to pack was our AG1. Y'all, we cannot live without it. It is our favorite thing. Taking care of your health is not always easy, but it should at least be simple. That's why we love AG1. It's just one scoop mixed in water or juice or whatever, once a day, every day, and it makes us feel energized and clear and ready to start the day. It covers all of our bases with high-quality ingredients like pre and probiotics, adaptogens, antioxidants, and whole food source nutrients. I know if I drink AG1 daily that I'm going to feel that extra boost. It's going to give me the energy that I need. I originally gave it a try because I was taking so many different pills and I was so tired of sorting all those out and having to figure out what I was going to take when. But with AG1, I drink it first thing in the morning, right after I have my coffee. I love that I'm covering my nutritional bases to start the day. It was designed with ease in mind so you can live healthier and better without having to complicate your routine. If there's one product that I was going to recommend to elevate your health, it would be AG1, and that's why we partnered with them for so long. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 and K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/bigboo. That's drinkag1.com/bigboo. Check it out.
Okay, so tell us about New Hampshire.
Listen, New Hampshire was great. We had, you know, I love going to New Hampshire. This was my third time to go and to speak to this Bethany Church and to their women. And I just love them. They've just become so dear to me. And I laughed because even when we pulled up to the event, Roseanne, who's heads up a lot of their women's ministry stuff. I got out and she was like, "Oh, you've gotten it." I mean, she immediately started like picking at my eyebrow because I had too much eyebrow gel. And I was like, "So this is where we are. Like, it's like home, you know,
sure.
Like, yeah. I now know you well enough." And later she was like, "I shouldn't have just picked at your eyebrow like that." And I was like, "No, I didn't think anything of it. I appreciated it, you know, like it was all good."
Yeah.
So, but Perry had never been. And so he was excited to see like a new part of the country because as we talked about it, on the way there, he said, "I think that maybe I've only been on 10 flights in my whole life." Like Perry just does.
Yeah, he likes to be home. He likes to be in Texas.
He does. And he doesn't like to travel. And so we went and, you know, and being with Perry in the airport is like a novelty. Like I could do a whole Instagram reel of just him looking out various windows, the windows of the plane, the windows of the airport. Yes. He's observing it all. Like It's all a novelty to him. Mm-hmm. And so, and you know, to me, it's like so secondhand, like everything is just, this is what you do. I mean, Perry's like, when we got off the plane in, I can't remember what it was, like he stopped and he shook the hands of the flight attendants and the pilot as he got off the plane.
God love him. Listen. Yes. Thank you. Thank you for getting us here safely.
Yeah, it's just dad energy, dad energy to the hilt. And so I get so tickled by him to watch him travel because it's all just like a new world. And then we got to New Hampshire and we got there in time to check into our hotel. We went to a restaurant called the River House in Portsmouth and we had a delicious meal, like lobster rolls and seafood chowder. And we're sitting on the water and listen, he's just as enamored. But here's the difference when you're traveling with your husband. Because when I had done this trip with Gully before, you know, we're like shopping and we're doing our stuff or whatever. And we're talking about all kinds of things. And so we're sitting there and he's like looking out at the fishing boats and at the water and whatever. And he was like, so I wonder if they have like a fish processing facility here in town.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. What is happening? How do we end up married to each other? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, because I'm going to tell you what, I've never even thought about a fish processing facility. I don't want to think about a fish. I don't even know what that means.
Right, right.
You know? So It's just a different experience. But I did appreciate. Then the next day we drove up to Kennebunkport, Maine, because I was like, you really need to see it. Like, it's so gorgeous. And let's drive up there. And so we drove up there and I mean, it was beautiful. And you see Walker's Point, which is the Bushes compound up there and these gorgeous homes and whatever. And Perry's like, this is really pretty. He said, but like, if somebody told me I'll give you $100 million to move here, I would turn it down.
Okay.
And I was like, that's my Texas guy. You know, he's not interested. Cause I'm like, for $100 million, I'd buy this house right here overlooking this coast and be like, see ya, Texas.
That's right. That's right.
Bye bye. Yes.
I live in Maine now.
Exactly. Come visit me at my quaint beach house. That's 10,000 square feet. Yeah. Come visit me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For $100 million, I'd pretty much move anywhere, I think. Well,
because then you can get a jet. Then you can, I mean, I can take a jet back to Texas anytime I want.
But yeah, in the continental United States, I'll go wherever for $100 million. You That's don't have to I'm twist saying. My arm. Yeah.
No, but Perry would not. So, but we had a good time. We ate a ton of food. By the time I got home, I was like, I need to never eat a cream-based soup again. Like,
Oh, that's a deal. That is a deal. That's like is,
just the rich food and and because Perry's a guy, like I'm used to, like I speak at an event and then I usually go back to the hotel and I'll eat some crackers and maybe have a glass of wine or whatever. And that's, and Perry's like, where do you think we can get dinner? And I'm like, I don't know. So like at 10 o'clock, we're at like the Thirsty Moose pub eating a pizza. And I'm like, I can't live this way.
Right.
You know,
it's not college. I mean,
No. So, but it was a great trip. I loved seeing the women there. It was a great time of ministry. It's one of my favorite places. But I will tell you that we got out just in time because the second day we were there was that Thursday. And I'm going to tell you that a cold front blew in that night and we were driving back to the hotel from the event. And I never knew what a snow squall was before, but you could see in the headlights, like the snow just like swirling as it came down. Like it was, and the next day we were like, oh, we'll walk around downtown to Portsmouth. And I'm going to tell you, we were out in that wind for about 5 minutes. And I was like, I can't, this is the coldest wind I've ever felt. I cannot do this. Like we've got to be somewhere inside. And then I think they got a lot of snow and stuff over the weekend. So we got out just in time. But we had a great time and we got home and I was real happy to be sitting on my back porch in the 75 degree weather on Saturday.
With no cream-based soups to consume.
With no cream-based soups. I was like, I need a green. I need a vegetable. I need something that is not a seafood product to eat.
Right.
So,
not that they don't have green things and vegetables in New Hampshire. It's just that when you are in that part of the country, you know, it's just like when we're in Portland, I'm going to eat those duck fat fries that are so good. You know,
that's it.
Duck fat. I'm going to, I just, you're going to lean into your regional cuisine.
That's right.
And it's not necessarily broth based. It's just not.
No, it's not. But you're not going to choose the healthy option. You're not going to be like, here I am on vacation in New Hampshire. I'm going to have a green salad.
That's right.
That feels wrong.
You're going to have the lobster roll.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's us. So what about y'all? What's been going on?
Well, I don't really know. It's been a variety of things. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Last week, I spoke at the Vestavia Beautification Board's luncheon, which was just a delight. It was a lot of women in really pretty dresses. And they do a lot of wonderful work in their community, but it was really fun to be there because the person who organized the event was one of my former students from when we were first here in Birmingham. Mm-hmm. So, and I was telling Gracie, one weird thing about teaching English for so long is when I think about the people that I taught, I don't just see their faces. I see their handwriting because, you know, you grade all their papers and all that. So when Gracie first got in touch with me about speaking at the luncheon, I could immediately see how she makes her G's, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
So, but Gracie and Caroline, who's one of her best friends and was one of her best friends in high school, Caroline was there and I got to sit between the two of them at the luncheon. And I thought, this is really what I need. I think anytime I go speak somewhere, if I could just sit between two former students who are now in their 30s, it was so much fun. Like it was just the most fun to get to catch up with them. And
I love that.
And their friend Jordan was there, who was also one of my students way back when. And so I loved it. That was a delight and a joy. And then I left there and I met our contractor and our cabinet guy at the appliance store. And I picked out my first big full-sized oven since I've been in this house.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you.
It's only 17 years in the making. But I picked out my big oven and they're actually going to start tearing up our kitchen next week, which so many of y'all, like three people have asked me, what we're doing and why. Well, you know, it started because I've had this 24-inch oven for the entirety of our time in this house and it's been fine, but I asked our contractor like, hey, could we maybe do this or this to get me like a full size range?
Yes. Yes.
A full size big, like 30 cubic foot oven or what? I don't know, cubic feet, a 30 inch range. And so when we started doing that, when we started talking about what that would require and all that, I was like, well, could we do this or this to my cabinets? Because we've refaced the cabinets before, but we've never replaced them. They're still our original cabinets. Mm-hmm. So when the cabinet guy came over, he was like, really, it's the retrofitting that drives up your price because it's just so, it takes so many more hours labor-wise to try to work with what you have as opposed to if we just get it, then it's really not going to be that much more expensive. And he was very correct about that. So,
okay.
So, and then we're adding a little part. It's just, you know, it's just one of those things.
Yeah.
It's become more than we thought, but I think we're going to be so happy with it when it's done.
Oh,
so
for sure. Yeah.
They're going to start tearing it out next week. And so I have to clean out my kitchen this week.
Oh,
and
man.
I have just about determined that I'm going to get rid of most of it.
Yes.
I'm going to donate most of it. I'm just going to start over.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get me some new Pyrex from Amazon. Like I'm just going to get what we need and not all this crazy assortment of odds and ends that we've accumulated over the last 26 years.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to try to get a little bit of a clean slate going. So that's been happening.
I used to have a real fear of my deodorant not working all day long because if you find yourself in that situation in the middle of the day, there isn't much you can do about it. And I feel like I've tried so many different deodorants over the years trying to find the one that really works. Fortunately, Lumi Whole Body Deodorant is making it so none of us have to worry about this again. Unlike certain other deodorants, Lumi is powdered by bandelic acid to control odor in a new way. Lumi delivers outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere from your underarms to your feet. And right now is a special offer. New customers can get $5 off Lumi Starter Pack with code BIGBOO at LumiDeodorant.com. Here's what I love about Lumi. It rolls on smooth. It doesn't irritate my skin. It feels soft. And I have the toasted coconut, which smells like a trip to the beach every time I put it on. I have always been a little leery of other deodorants, but Lumi has been a game changer for me. It really works all day long, and I don't have to think about it. I also love the lavender sage scent. It works so great even after a hard workout, even in the San Antonio heat. Lumi Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like a mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi Starter Pack with code BIGBOO at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code BIGBOO.
I've had to clean out as a result of this in our little den off the kitchen where I live, essentially. Mm-hmm. We've had our television on this old dresser that I painted. We're going to have the TV mounted on the wall now.
Oh, nice.
I think my sister is going to take the dresser.
Okay.
Because it's really too big for the space. But I cleaned out that dresser over the weekend.
Which, oh.
That was an assortment of treasures, including our 2008 Christmas cards that I had saved. Like, okay. The Christmas cards we received in 2008 uh-huh. were in there.
Well, yeah. Like,
everybody's little children, essentially.
Yes, who are all now grown up, who are all now off at college.
Who are all now, like, college graduates.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But, so I worked on that this weekend, and that's about it. It's kind of a low-key week, but it's good because, as I mentioned, I've got to clean out the kitchen. So,
yeah, yeah.
That's pretty much all that's going on here. Alex comes home. He said today he thinks he'll be home Thursday for Easter.
Okay. Yeah.
So he went to Zach Bryan this past weekend, which that's been really fun to hear.
Did he love it?
He loved it. Mm. He did two shows in Birmingham, one Friday night, one Saturday night. My friend Tracy was at the Friday night show, and then Alex was at the Saturday night show. And I've loved hearing about it because apparently, like, just across the board, it was unbelievable.
Oh,
and I think about Zach Bryan, who I didn't even know about until you told me about him.
Yeah.
When I think about him selling out the arena here in Birmingham, not one night, but two nights, like, yeah. packed to the gills full of people. And he did that. Like, I feel like it's unusual to see somebody's career that really seems to happen so organically, and
yeah.
his has.
Mm-hmm.
And so to hear from Tracy and from Alex just about how appreciative he was and how gracious he was, and I don't know, it just made me feel proud of him.
Yeah,
so I don't know sure. him. I just felt proud of him.
Well, that's how we are with the kids. You know, listen, he's not even 30. He's not even 30.
He's just killing it. So. Yeah. Anyway, Alex, I don't know how Alex knew this, but Alex was like, he sang 29 songs.
Wow.
So anyway, so that's been fun to hear all about that. And, I don't know, it's just been kind of an easy little stretch. And I continue to be at odds with pollen.
Okay. Don't we all? Yes.
I'm just in the fight of my year with the mm-hmm. pollen, mm-hmm. but hopefully we're going to get some rain and that's going to ease up a little bit.
Okay. Well, we are kind of same. We have kind of a low-key week, which kind of works out because I'm going to tell you that we had... So Perry decided while we were gone in New Hampshire last week, his truck needed... something's going on with four-wheel drive. I don't know. So he's like, I'm going to put my truck in the shop while we're gone. That'll be great. Well, he has wheel locks on his truck. And so what he forgot to do was give them the key for the wheel locks when he dropped it off. Mm-hmm. So they called on Wednesday to say, hey, we can't work on your truck. We got the parts in, but we can't work on your truck. So his truck is still in the shop this week, mm-hmm. which means that he needs my car. And there's really nothing I love more than to think that he's running his landscape business out of my car, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So he's doing that this week. So I'm kind of stuck at home, which is really fine because I have the last round. Well, I think it's the last round of edits on my book are due Monday.
Okay. I got my last round, I guess, last week. Mine are due week after next, I think.
Okay.
So I've been working on those a little bit.
So mine are due Monday, and so I need to get to work on those because then Caroline is coming home on Thursday. So, you know, once she gets home for Easter, then all bets are off because we'll be busy doing other stuff. So I really have about 3 days. So it kind of works out that I can't drive or go anywhere. Mm-hmm, I mean, mm-hmm. I could technically, but Perry has my car, so it just feels like a whole situation. He's working out of my car right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Well, one thing that I found myself very interested in over the weekend, and this is actually why I did not watch y'all's game last night, because I was so pulled into this. I was kind of looking around at some point late in the week, and I noticed that there was a new season on Netflix of Buying Beverly Hills.
Oh, yes.
Which is the show about the agency, which is Mauricio Umansky's mm-hmm. business. And Mauricio is not officially ex-husband, but somewhat estranged. I don't really understand the situation. Husband of Kyle Richards. He's on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. You and I are longtime Kyle Richards fans.
Yes, we are.
And so, but I also really like Mauricio, like just, you know, from what I've seen of him on television.
Yes.
And so I watched the first season of this show, like whenever it came on last year. This second season, though, has been very entertaining. And maybe part of it is because of what we saw on Real Housewives about him and Kyle. Mm-hmm. And Kyle does make more appearances on this season. But okay. I think the bigger part of it is that they have another daughter, a third daughter who's now gone to work for the agency, their daughter, Sophia. So now you have three sisters. You have Farrah and Alexia and Sophia. And I just think that they're fantastic. Like, I just think, I don't know. I've enjoyed watching them. I've enjoyed watching the dynamics of their relationship with one another. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we've seen more of them and less of Mauricio almost, even though you see him plenty. But I've just really enjoyed it. And so finally, last night at like 10:30, I was on episode 8 of the season. And I thought, I've got to go to bed, or I'm going to sit up and I'm going to finish this whole season. And then I'm going to dream about the Umanskys. So I don't know. It's just been kind of mindless and easy to watch. And so I've enjoyed it.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. I started Palm Royale on...
Okay. What about that?
I'm going to tell you, the first episode was real intriguing. It was real intriguing. Kristen Wiig, I just adore her. You know what I mean?
Like, yes.
So, and this is kind of a different role for her because it's a little more serious, I guess. But it is so far so good. The clothes are stunning. That's what I'm going to tell you. Like the sets and the clothes are just really, stunning. And so I have loved kind of watching that part, but there's only one episode. So I've watched one episode and, that was that. So far so good.
Okay.
If there's one thing that we all have to do, it's grocery shop. And so why not do it from the comfort of your couch? That's my favorite way to do it. And that's where Thrive Market comes in, the no junk food, healthy grocery store that has so many of my favorite items. Thrive Market has become my go-to for all of my grocery and household essentials, and the convenience of getting everything online and then quickly shipped to my doorstep is a huge time saver. I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. They restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories, and I can use their on-site filters to suit my lifestyle needs. So whether you're looking for organic kids snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with just a few clicks to make simpler, healthier swaps. I love to search the snacks filter to find new healthy things to order that I can grab on the go. Not only do I save time shopping as a Thrive Market member, but I save money on every single order. On average, I save over 30% every time. They even have a deals page that changes daily and has some of my favorite brands. I love the Wisp Cheese Crisp, the Chomps Beef Sticks, the Thrive Market Double Chocolate Chip Granola, and the Wing CBD Relaxation Gummies are the ones I order over and over again. When you join Thrive Market, you are also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. You join, they give. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bigboo for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bigboo. thrivemarket.com/bigboo.
Now, speaking of clothes, I thought about you a little bit ago, because when I was in Mississippi a couple of weeks ago and I was at the party, one of the hostesses at the party had on the greatest, I mean, like, great looking cream leather pants.
Oh.
And I am just going to go ahead and confess that as I sat outside at that party before it started, I ordered those pants for myself. And because I was just like, oh, they're so good looking. Anyway, they came in. I tried them on right before we started to record. And I had to have a talk with myself because here's what I said to myself. Where are you going where you would wear cream leather pants?
Well,
like, where? Where are you going? Where are you going? Are you going to wear them to Pilates? are you going to wear them up to Trader Joe's? Like, where are you going, friend? Yeah.
Well, but
you know, and it's not like, you know, I love my daily practice pants from Anthropology, but I wear them all the time because I run them to wear when I go run errands or go to dinner with friends or whatever. I'm not throwing on these cream leather pants to go run errands. No. So I'm making myself send them back. They're real cute. But again, it's the life I have versus the life I think I have.
Yes.
And the life I have does not require cream leather pants.
Well, I know, but isn't it a shame that it doesn't?
I had a whole thing in my head where I was like, oh, these cream leather pants with like a cream colored kind of silky shirt, but then a good brown wedge of some sort.
Yeah.
Like I had a whole little outfit in my head. But here's the thing. I'm not going to wear them. I'd be better off with a dress than with a pair of cream leather pants. So I'm making myself send them back, but they're cute. I will say they're real cute.
I really hate that. Cause I feel like I see a couple of things. I have been on a dress buying binge right now.
Gotten some good ones.
I have ordered some good ones. Now the first one that has come in is not going to work. I don't think.
Is that the red one?
No, not the red one. I'm still waiting on the red one. And that's the one I'm most excited about. I'm going to be real sad if it doesn't work out. But this one.
I am too. I'm going to be sad if it doesn't work out.
I'm going to be sad if it doesn't work out. But this one is, it's that the blue shirt dress with the like kind of flower things. And it has like a tricky belt. But anyway, it's cute, but it would be a great swimsuit cover up because it's very sheer.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean? And for what I paid for it, and then it's got a slit, and I'm like, I'm not interested in a situation where I have to wear a slip with this dress.
Yeah.
And so it's going to go back, but it's beautiful. Okay. It's gorgeous, but it's just not going to work for my needs.
Okay.
So anyway, I've got a lot of stuff. I've ordered several different pairs of shoes that I've got to try because I'm really looking for a good summer sandal, like a wedge.
Yes.
So I know.
How can I help you and or pray for you as you walk through this?
Listen, if you could just see that the Lord would give me a comfortable wedge sandal that is, I want it to be high enough to give me some height, but comfortable enough that I can wear it to really walk around and I don't dread putting it on my foot.
Did you see when I linked to the shoes I wore to the luncheon, the Vestavia luncheon the other day?
I don't think I did. No.
Well, I'm going to send you that link because I'm going to say they're good.
Okay.
They're good. I got them here from Gus and they're good. So they're comfortable. I mean, they're a sturdy shoe for sure.
Yeah.
Like it's not a cushy wedge. But they're real cute. I mean, I really like them.
Well, so. I've ordered like four different pairs to try.
Oh. So. See, this is when I wish I lived there because nothing would make me happier than to just sit there and watch you try on shoes.
I know.
That would make me so happy.
Listen, I can't. And then I even asked Caroline. I was like, because she's coming home for Easter. I said, hey, what's your sandal situation? Like, do you have shoes? And she was like, I don't know, Mom. Like, she doesn't really care about a sandal situation. Right. And so I really wanted to order four or five different pairs for her to try, but I didn't because I don't know what she would like. And I'm like, we'll just figure that out when she gets home. But anyway, I'm looking for, because that was the thing that I'm lacking is I need a wedge that is somewhere between not super casual, but also not very dressy. It needs to be in between. So,
okay. Yeah. Would you like to come to Birmingham?
Well, and us, of course.
And us go on a little journey. I think that could be fun.
I am coming in that Tuesday before the live show.
That's true.
So,
and I did. Well, no, I told you that I got reservations. What I don't have reservations for us on that Tuesday night, but I'm going to dinner to a new place that I haven't been with Jamie Golden this Wednesday.
Okay.
And so I'm excited to see the possibilities of that.
Okay, great. Listen, we're in for that. I can't wait to hear. Support for today's episode comes from Jenny Kane. Jenny Kane is a California-based brand through and through, and their staples make getting dressed easier than it's ever been before. Think minimalist and effortless, but totally refined and such high quality. From luxurious cashmere sweaters and iconic accessories to elevated versions of all your everyday basics, not to mention the most incredible home essentials, Jenny Kane is here to help you live your best year yet. And for a limited time, our listeners can get 15% off their first order. Go to JennyKane.com and use the code BIGBOO to get 15% off. I love to invest in pieces that are timeless classics because they are things that I'm going to wear over and over again. And that's how I feel about Jenny Kane sweaters. They are effortless. You can live in them. They are so comfortable. If you are looking for the perfect classic well-made pieces to add to your closet, then I can't say enough about the sweaters from Jenny Kane. When I was in New Hampshire last week, I realized that the only sweaters I packed were my Jenny Kane sweaters. They are the classic pieces that I want to wear constantly. They look great with everything from my leggings to jeans to my favorite slip skirt and even thrown over a denim shirt dress. They're so comfortable that I want to wear them all the time. You can find your forever pieces at JennyKane.com. Our listeners can get 15% off your first order when you use code BIGBOO at checkout. That's 15% off your first order, JennyKane.com, promo code BIGBOO. Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about.
I feel like, for the most part, it was a really good basketball season, just in terms of keeping us interested and involved and all that. But
I agree.
Man, we're down to one sport.
Yeah, we're down to the baseball, which, listen, I have a lot of hopes for baseball, and I feel good about it. It was funny because, so the other thing that happened this week was that George Strait announced that he is going to be doing his only Texas concert is going to be at Kyle Field, June 15th.
I'm going to tell you that I was so excited about this, knowing full well I won't be there. I told my sister about it because, you know, my sister worked in the music industry for a long time.
Yeah.
In Nashville. And George Strait is, I mean, if she were to make a list of just the people she adores from her time in the music industry, George Strait is right up there at the top of the list with a couple other people.
I mean, he's a legend. He's the king. And so I did get us tickets to go see George Strait.
You did?
I did. Yes, I did.
Because I was so excited.
Listen, am I going to enjoy how hot it's going to be at Kyle Field on June 15th? No. But do I want to miss it? It feels like a historic event.
Yes.
But I will tell you that that date coincides with the College World Series. So. I'm just going to go ahead and say that if A&M is in Omaha, I will not be at George Strait. I will be in Omaha. But I figured I'll be able to sell those tickets. But I was like, I'm going to get them. And that way I've got them. And then if we change our plans, we'll change our plans. But Lord willing, I hope that we're in Omaha personally.
Now, I have to tell you that I think a George Strait concert at Kyle Field in June might be the thing that compels you to order one of those Mr. Fans that goes around your leg.
100%.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know a better reason really to get one.
No,
unless it's in August, you know, that might be.
Yeah, well, because I would use it again because, you know, we play Notre Dame August 31st at Kyle Field. And if you think I haven't already.
That's insulting is what that is. That's insulting.
It's basically like I've already written my own psalm of lament. You know what I mean? Like my own about how hot that game is going to be on August 31st. But, you know, but what are you going to do? It is what it is. So we'll see what happens. But listen, baseball is great. Right now the weather is so good here that it's put me in a good mood. I think after being in New Hampshire and it was so cold, I mean, it's been in the 70s here. And so that's felt so glorious. So that's helped my mental state quite a bit.
You know, I have a thing about baby leaves. I'm sure we've talked about this before.
Yeah, but I think we have. I don't think so.
Oh, listen. Okay. So I love when the trees bud. That always, it's like, it feels like you're turning a corner, you know, and I don't mind winter that much. I don't like a gray February, but I love when the trees bud, but then there's always a week in the spring where, and you know, our neighborhood, we have tons and tons and tons of trees. And so we get all the blooms. We also get all the pollen. But you know, we really kind of get a show when things start to fill out and bloom. And there's always a week in the spring where you get these little baby leaves on everything. Like, yes, right, they're just starting to come to fruition. And I'm telling you, I love those baby leaves with my whole heart. If there is anything in nature to me that represents hope, it's those little baby leaves. They're just, they're good. Bright green and they're little. And so last week I walked outside and there's this one particular shrub that we have that get, that's always gets baby leaves. And so I was with Hazel on the leash and I looked up and I saw it and I was like, oh, baby leaves.
Baby leaves.
And so then down at the end of our street, there's a tree that gets baby leaves. And I hit the stop sign last week and looked to my left and I out loud in my car was like, baby leaves. It was so happy. So what, all that to say, we're in prime baby leaf season here in Birmingham. And it just, it's like adrenaline for me. I don't know what it is, but I love the little leaves.
I love that. My word. I love that.
Makes me so happy.
Well, so, it's spring. It's like everything smells good. Like when you walk outside, it just smells crisp and new and kind of florally in a good way.
Yes. Like, and you know, azaleas here. And do y'all have azaleas in San Antonio?
We don't. And I wish we did because I grew up with them in Houston. So they're so nostalgic to me, but they don't grow here.
Okay. I didn't think they did. And you know, they're so ugly all year, except for when they're in bloom.
Yeah.
But all the azaleas are blooming and I'm just, man, I love looking at all the prettiness outside. So yay for spring.
Yep. It's so good.
Is it time for five favorites?
For five favorites. So I'm going to start with something small and then I'm going to go to my next one, which is the thing I'm the most excited to tell y'all about. So, okay, I ordered this new eyebrow pencil. Erica Taylor, who does like tutorials on Instagram for older, more mature women, she recommended this eyebrow pencil. I ordered it immediately because I've been looking for a good one. This is the Benefit Precisely My Brow Ultra Fine Pencil. I am going to tell you that if you have brows that you need to kind of just pencil in a little bit and make little lines, this is the best eyebrow pencil that I have found.
Add to cart.
Listen, it's so good. It makes the best, like, natural looking little lines. It's the perfect thing to fill in. I have this one little bald spot, if y'all could pray for me, that goes right in towards my, where I've had it microbladed, but it hasn't really stayed. But I mean, I can use this pencil and it stays and it looks real and it is genius and it's so good. So this is bar none the best one I've ever found.
Okay. What shade are you using?
I got the medium, I believe is what I have.
Okay, I think I'm going to order the neutral blonde.
Okay.
Because my eyebrows are not as light as my hair. I don't know. This is a very difficult decision. But I'm for sure going to try this.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really good. So that's the first thing. Okay, this second thing. Y'all, this was a splurge. I have been on the fence about ordering one of these forever. I've had several friends that have told me about it. And then my friend Laura texted me and said, hey, I heard you talking about your hot flashes and your night sweats on the podcast. You've got to get this. It is the Chili Sleep Cube Mattress Sleep System.
I've never been more excited in my whole life to hear you talk about anything.
I can't even tell you that I got mine in 2 weeks ago. And so what it is it's just like almost like a mattress pad type thing, but it has all these tubes that run through it. And so it just goes on my side of the bed.
How does just go on your side of the bed?
Because it's just like a twin size. It just so like you put it. So we've got our mattress protector on and then I put this on over the mattress protector on my side. And so it's got like bands where it attaches to the mattress. So you just slide it. And so it's on my side of the mattress. And then it goes into this cube that you fill with water. And then what happens is you can set the water temperature as cold or as warm as you would like it. And it pumps this water through. So it it keeps the mattress cold all night is what happens because you're sleeping on this cold water. I'm going to tell you the first night I got it. And so when I unboxed it, I was like, listen, I know you're laughing at me.
No, I'm not laughing at you. I'm tickled because I'm thinking about how delighted people are going to be to hear you talk about this after hearing you talk about night sweats for the last 2 years. I'm anticipating the joy others are going to experience is what's happening right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, so I got it. I unboxed it. I put it on the bed. I saved the box because I was like, you know what? I don't know. We'll see. And I was really worried about the tube situation because, you know, I'm like the princess in the pea anyway when I sleep. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to sleep on these tubes. Is this going to work? Okay. The first night I set it to low, which as I turned out was 58 degrees. And I woke up with like, oh my God. It was like I was sleeping on a block of ice.
Did you have hypothermia?
Pretty much. Like I woke up and I was like, my feet are so cold. Oh my gosh. So, but since then I have learned, so I have experimented. It's taken a couple of nights, but I have found that my sweet spot is somewhere between around 63, 64 degrees, depending on how hot or cold it is. But I have not had a night sweat one since I got the Chili Sleep Cube. It is a miracle worker.
Did you take it to New Hampshire?
No, I didn't. You can't travel with it. It's got a cube. Now I could take it with me if I were going in the car somewhere. I don't know that I wouldn't take it to stay like at Honey and Biggs because I realize that what I have done is just really upped how high maintenance I'm going to be when I sleep.
Sure.
But I don't even care because it's so worth it and it's so good. I'm just going to say that if you have ever looked at this and you have been on the fence about whether or not it's worth every single American dollar that it costs. Okay. It has changed my whole sleeping game. Okay. Like the fact that I can feel a night sweat coming on and I just move my leg to a place where that cold water is pumping through and it's like it goes away. It's a miracle worker.
That's so fantastic.
I love it. I can't recommend it enough. Uh-huh. It's so good. And you can do warm water too. So if you know somebody but I'm just saying it works like a champ. And so I love it. I can't even.
You can run warm water through it like to make your whole side of the bed toasty warm?
Warm. Yes. Wow. Yes. It goes either way. It goes either way. So if you're like somebody who's cold, I don't know what that would be like. But I don't either.
But I would think like if you like a heating pad, you know, or like your I like a heating pad for my back. That would mm-hmm. be nice in the wintertime because I don't like heat blowing, but sometimes I get cold.
That's it. Yeah, it is. I mean, I'm telling you, it's my favorite thing that I've ever bought in recent memory. It's so worth it. It's so good. It's changed my life. I have slept better in the last 2 weeks than I have slept in a year, probably. Like, it's
this is the highest of praise. It's the highest of praise.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a game changer. It's a game changer. And I debated because I was like, this feels like a ridiculous amount of money. And now I'm telling you, I'd pay four times that for it. Like, it's so good. So that's my second one.
Okay.
The third thing is this was something that I found from Whirl, from Sarah Jane, who Instagram is Whirl, and it is the Naturium Glow Getter Multi Oil Hydrating Body Wash. This is one of her recommendations. She had said she's ordered it over and over again. It's so moisturizing. I love it, especially for the summer months. Like it just is one of the best body washes I've ever tried because it's super moisturizing, but it doesn't feel greasy and it feels like it actually gets you clean. It's really, really good. So highly recommend this.
Okay. I'm very interested in this because I have been using an oil-based body wash that I can't remember how I found out about it. And I really love it because it is so moisturizing and I love it for shaving my legs. Like mm-hmm. because it doesn't rinse off oily. So you don't feel like you've got an oil slick in the bottom of your shower.
Yeah.
But it's really expensive or it's more expensive than, you know, I think I should be paying for body wash.
Yeah.
And this is a much better price point. So I'm intrigued.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is. It's a really good, it's a really good price point. So anyway, real happy with that. So the next thing, this was something that I think we got because I think at one time they did an ad on the podcast and I had downloaded it and I had used it and then I kind of forgot about it. And I started using it.
They did do an ad on the podcast.
Yeah. So it's the Glorify app. And so what it is it's like a quiet time, like morning devotional or evening devotional, whatever works for you app. And I've been using it the last couple of weeks because I rediscovered it on my phone and I was like, oh, I really like this. And so it starts off and it's got like a quote of the day and then it's got a Bible verse and then it has a prayer. And then you do like a walk with God and it plays this real serene music as it kind of gives you some things to reflect on and pray about related to the verse.
I love that.
I know. I've really enjoyed it. Like, it's really been a great thing to have on my phone. And I just have really enjoyed it. So if you're looking for something like that, it's really good. Okay. The last thing is, and I have not ordered these yet, but I am planning on ordering them today. I was trying to decide on my color, but I found them and I want to share. While I was looking for sandals, what I accidentally found was these Mourning and Mykonos espadrilles from Free People.
Oh, I'm about to get these.
Are they so cute?
They're so cute.
I mean, they're so cute. So what I originally wanted was the Seascape because they're a neutral, but the Seascape is completely sold out in every single size. And so then I was trying to decide between the Watermelon, which is a pink, or the Seascape, which is a blue. I think where I have landed is the blue because I think a denim-esque shoe is a big trend right now.
Okay.
And so this reads denim-esque shoe, but I mean, I think the sole of those are so cute. I think they would look so cute with jeans. They'd look great with skirts. I just think they're a really cute summer shoe that's not a sandal.
Those are adorable.
Aren't they the cutest?
Yes.
So yes. Just love
what
them.
What a find.
So anyway, so those are my five favorites for the week.
Well, you have certainly given me some things to ponder in my heart.
Well, I would hope so.
Yeah, including these shoes. Mm-hmm. Oh, those are cute. I've not seen anything like that.
I know. No. Me neither. And I just think they're so cute. And I love that they have that strap. Like, I just think they're really, really cute.
These are the life I have, not the life I think I have.
That's it. Mm-hmm. That's it. Yeah, these would work. Because I think you could even wear them with shorts.
Oh, for sure. I think you could wear them with shorts.
Yeah.
Be so cute with some white jeans, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. I think they're just darling. So anyway, those are my favorites for the week.
Well done. Well done. We're glad you're home. I did forget to mention to you that one thing that has happened to me over the course of the last week, do you remember like when we were in college and they did those posters where you would stand back and you would stare at them and you would see a picture within the picture?
And I never could see the picture.
Yeah. They're called stereograms or something.
Yeah.
For some reason, those have started popping up on my TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday morning, I think it was pretty early. And David walked into the den and I was sitting there kind of cross-eyed trying to see one, and he was like, what you doing? And I was like, well, I'm getting these stereograms on my TikTok. Anyway, I really about every three slides on TikTok, it's a stereogram. Oh. And last night I finally had to say, you got to stop. Like, you can't just sit here for the rest of your life trying to discern the picture within a picture.
Yes.
But it feels like it's 1991 again, and I don't know why those started popping up for me, but here we are. So I'm going to try to break that habit this week. That's going to be
okay.
My goal.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was never good at those. I can't find those, but you like a hidden, it's like, that's June Journey-esque to find something hidden.
It is.
You know, you really mm-hmm. enjoy that, and that's okay.
It is my journey. It is my journey. I like a puzzly kind of situation. And mm-hmm. so I guess that's like a little visual puzzle that I seem to think is worth my time.
Yeah.
But again, that might be something that I need to take before the Lord.
Well, so, if ever there was a time to break some strongholds, it feels like would be Holy Week. It would feel like would be this week of Easter. To Lord, won't you break these strongholds?
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, y'all, we hope you have the best rest of your week. And we will be back here on Monday to tell you a little bit more about ours.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.